Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now. Aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now. Aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy told your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now. Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. See that guy all dressed in green. Aiko, one day. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now. Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now. Aiko, one day. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. Giacomo Finane.
Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Hello all. In this visit to the Grooveyard, we delve deep into the vaults for a 60-minute special on girl groups. So for those of you who think that the Spice Girls were the first girl power group, let me present the Crystals, the Supremes, the Shangri-Las, and many more, starting with the Dixie Cups, a trio of sisters, Barbara Ann and Rosa Lee Hawkins, and their cousin Joan Marie Johnson from New Orleans. Originally called the Meltones, they're best known for their hits Chapel of Love and that one from 1965, Aiko. The Angels want to tell us their boyfriend's back.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
In 1963, the Angels signed to Smash Records and released My Boyfriend's Back, a number one hit in the USA and sold over 1 million copies. The next song title sounds like someone starting a moped. Pop, 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 pie. From the Sherrys, cashing in on the 1962 dance craze, the Popeye. And Pop Pop Popeye. The next group started life in 1954. Then after backing Ray Charles, they changed their name from the Cookies to the Raylettes. That was in 1958. Then in 1961, a new group called the Cookies came along with some members from the first Cookies included in their number. Their big hit was Chains in 1962. Chains from the Cookies, also covered by the Beatles on their Please Please Me album. In 1958, Denise Ferry, Arlene Lenzotti and Peggy Santiglia became the Delicates while still at elementary school in Belleville, New Jersey. Much of their career was as backing vocalists, but they did release Stop Shoving Me Around in 1966.
You kiss me once and now I'm back for more. You know you turn my life around. You pick me up just to put me down. You better stop. Oh, you better stop now. Yeah, you better stop now.
Shoving me around.
Yeah, you're funny.
Shoving me around, say the Delicates. Now excuse me while I turn to jelly. This song does it to me every time. The Paris Sisters. I love how you love me.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. Thank you.
listening to an all-girl group special in the Groove Yard.
See the way he walks down the street. Watch the way he shuffles his feet. My ho, his head up high when he goes walking by. He's my guy. When he holds my hand, I'm so proud. Cause he's not just one of the crowd. My baby always the one to try the thing they've never done. And just because of that, they say, hey, he's a rebel and he'll never ever be any good. He's a rebel cause he never ever does what he should do. Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does. Oh, that's no reason why I can't give him all my love. He is always good to me, always treats me tenderly. Cause he's not a rebel, no, no, no. He's not a rebel, no, 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 to me.
Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
Examples by that Svengali of the recording studio, Phil Spector, First up, the Paris Sisters and I Love How You Love Me from 1961, followed by the Crystals and He's a Rebel from 1962, and then a classic example of that famous Phil Spector wall of sound, Be My Baby from the Ronettes. The Ponytails looked and sounded like wholesome American girls. In 1958, they released a single called Dance With Me, but the DJs decided they preferred the B-side, Born Too Late. That Eaton's third law of musical appreciation is correct. That sometimes the B-side is better than the A-side. That was the Ponytails and Born Too Late. Going deeper into the 50s for the Teen Queens with a song pleading with Eddie to come back. From 1956, Eddie, My Love.
Mine, please, Eddie.
Teen Queens, Eddie My Love, to a girl group that I consider the best ever, the Shangri-Las. They had a string of great songs in the 60s, but they're mostly remembered for Leader of the Pack. The Shangri-Las were Mary Wise, her sister Betty, and twin sisters Marge and Mary and Ganser. They got a recording deal with Red Bird in 1964, which their parents had to sign as they were underage. Their first hit was the glorious Remember Walking in the Sand.
You're listening to an all-girl group special in the Groove Yard.
I'm gonna hide if she don't leave me alone. I'm gonna run away.
Don't.
'Cause you can never go home anymore.
Listen, does this sound familiar? You wake up every morning, go to school every day, spend your nights on the corner, just passing time away. Your life is so lonely, like a child without a toy. Then a miracle, a boy. And that's called glad. Now my mom is a good mom, and she loves me with all her heart. But she said I was too young to be in love, and the boy and I would have to part. And no matter how I ranted and raved, I screamed, I pleaded, I cried. She told me it was not really love, but only my girlish pride. And that's called bad. Now if that's happened to you, don't let this. I packed my clothes and left home that night. Though she begged me to stay, I was sure I was right. And you know something funny? I forgot that boy right away. Instead, I remember being tucked in bed and hearing my mama say,
"Hush, little baby.
You can never go
it now. Tell her you love her. Don't do to your mom what I did to mine. She grew so lonely in the end. Angels picked her for their friend.
Never.
And I can never go home.
Never.
Anymore. And that's called sad.
The amazing Shangri-La's in a double play with Remember Walking in the Sand, followed by the sad but superb I Can Never Go Home Anymore from 1965. Meanwhile, in Michigan at Motown, the Supremes were having hit after hit, one of them being Baby Love in 1964. From Motown's number one girl group, the Supremes. But Motown had several other girl groups. The Velvettes may not have had the success the Supremes had, but they had some great songs like 1964's He Was Really Saying Something.
With his car, my side, he was running. Girl,
Two of the lesser-known girl groups from Motown, first up the Velvettes with He Was Really Saying Something, followed by 1963's Love Is Like a Heatwave, from probably Motown's number two girl group, Martha and the Vandellas. Another less famous Motown group is the Marvelettes, who had a huge number one in the US with Please Mr. Postman. It was the first number one single that Motown ever had. The Beatles covered it on their With the Beatles album, from 1961, Please, Mr. Postman.
Friends so far.
Please, Mr. Postman from the Marvelettes. In 1962, Baby Jane and the Rockabys released their version of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Luckily for us, on the B-side was this great number written by Lieber and Stoller, My Boy John. Baby Jane and the Rockabys, to a novelty record from Reparata and the Delrons. The lead singer, Mary Ayes, I hope that's how you say it, used her confirmation name, Reparata, to give the group a more marketable name. I've got no idea who Delron was. Captain of Your Ship was number 13 hit in the UK in 1968, but in their homeland of the USA, it did diddly squat.
Thank you.
listening to an all-girl group special in the Groove Yard.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Well, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna. When it's true, I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Can I do?
Can't help myself.
'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me alone. Come on home.
Reparata and the Delrons with a song that deserved more attention in the USA, Captain of Your Ship. Followed by the Shirelles with 1961's Baby It's You. Yet another song the Beatles covered on their first album, Please Please Me. To the Bobettes now, and a song they wrote about their schoolteacher, but Atlantic Records make them change the lyrics to a love song from 1957, Mr. Lee.
My sweetie, Miss Lee. His name is Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee.
I met my sweetie,
Miss Lee.
Mr. Lee from the Bobettes to a song that cost George Harrison a lot of money after it was claimed he plagiarised it for his song My Sweet Lord. From 1963, a huge number one in the US, The Chiffons and He's So Fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang.
He's so fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
Wish he were mine.
So Fine from the Chiffons, to the Chantels with a 1961 answer song to Hit the Road Jack from Ray Charles called Well I Told You. All we have time for in this girl group special in the Grooveyard. I really had too many songs to cram in. Maybe we should do this again. Let me know on grooveyard@gmx.com. Thanks for coming, and remember there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century here at the Grooveyard.
That's all, folks.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Grooveyard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog. spelt MATAROA. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.